You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Be sublime in the concubines.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. We are out west. Ashburn, Virginia, the BigBear.ai Performance Center. Getting ready for the Commanders to take on the Philadelphia Eagles. Short week, funky week. Game is on Saturday, 5 o'clock, so they're practicing on a Tuesday. Obviously, the biggest news in town, maybe there's some political stuff. The biggest news to me in town is Jaden Daniels shut down for the remainder of the season. Brian, I checked in with some folks yesterday after we got off the air in anticipation of Dan Quinn's press conference. Just kind of like, hey, man, you know, are we expecting any news here? And the reply I got was simple, but it was, yeah, expect some news.
Yeah.
And as soon as I heard that, I was like, all right, well, they're shutting him down.
Yeah.
Because there's no other news they can provide. I didn't think they were going to play him on a short week. And I am not – I always said if there were two games left, it's not worth it. And they're saying he's not going to be cleared for Saturday, which only leaves two games left. And one of those is on another short week going into the Cowboys.
Yep.
The reality is you're 4-10. The young man's dealt with injuries four different times, three different injuries. I'm okay with the decision.
I'm okay with the decision, and I think people need to just take a chill pill and relax and understand that they don't decide when the team decides to do something. I think the injury to Pat Mahomes and injury to Michael Parsons.
You think that had a part of it?
I think it had something to do with it. You know, they may say it didn't, but – when you see those catastrophic injuries happen to players and, you know, he had their – like, and when you – I think what you said last week when he had a repeat injury of the same injury, then all of a sudden I think you start looking at it differently. I don't think it was one person. I think everyone is trying to figure out who made the decision. Who cares who made the decision? I think every time a decision is made with a person of that ilk, it's a multiple amount of people making decisions. So I think it was – front office, ownership, coaches, everybody decided on, listen, this, and the doctors as well, that this is the time to just do it. You know, I think even when Dan, with the time when Dan didn't take him out soon enough, that wasn't just a decision that Dan makes by himself. I think every time a decision is made with the quarterback, multiple people make that decision.
And, dude, there's levels to this, right? Like, the decisions that would be made – for Marcus are not the same decisions that are going to be made for Jaden.
No.
Jaden's the number two overall pick. had one of the great rookie seasons ever. This season has not gone the way anybody wanted to, but it doesn't change the long-term viewpoint with Jaden. I also think a part of this, B, and I don't think this would be the deciding factor to for them to announce he shut down for the season, but the fact that Laremy Tunsil came out of that game Sunday against the Giants, and Dan Quinn yesterday said it's an oblique issue, we'll see where his strength is at, and you couple that with Mahomes, you couple that with Parsons, a huge factor in this is that they're 4-10. You're 4-10. Like that, you want all the game reps you can get. I understand all that, but you're not playing for anything this year. And Dan Quinn said a couple things to me, a couple things yesterday to the media that I thought were pretty important and told the story. He said of the decision, the first, so this is Dan Quinn yesterday. The first question likely is, well, DQ, what went into that? And the answer is, it was a lot. And part medical and part team. Yeah. As of today, this is yesterday, as of today, he still wasn't all the way clear to play. So the clearance level that the team is requiring, that could change. They might need him at 99 freaking percent at this point.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. They can continue to raise that bar and just be like, oh, he's not cleared. But I think when he said part medical, part team, was really telling the truth. Because, yeah, the doctors are involved, but at some point, and DQ talked about, you know, Adam and I talked through everything. And then he was asked, was ownership involved? And he's like, dude, we don't tell the owners anything. We have conversations with the owners. And I just, it gets really easy to parse all the words, and there have been inconsistencies in the discussion here. But these dudes are not, you know, at a Senate hearing. They're allowed to frame the story how they want. Mm-hmm. And I think the best line Dan Quinn had yesterday was talking about when they brought Jaden back against Minnesota. And he said, we had a really good plan for those five games. And what's the line? Man plans and God laughs. Because they had a plan. Dude, go back to the Minnesota tape. Yeah. There was no designed quarterback runs in the game plan. I was told that pregame, if you watch it before Jaden gets hurt, not a one. There was no RPO. There was nothing. Now, he took off running because he was scrambling, and it's, you know, who he is as a player. The injury was off a pick where he tried to chase down a returner. Mm-hmm. Maybe in the offseason they have a conversation about, hey, dude, don't do that. You're too valuable to try to make a tackle. But, like, this season with Jaden has been such a series of weird, fluky things that I don't think you need to try to extrapolate too much. If you want to say my concern coming out of the draft was his lean body style surviving in the NFL, and you feel validated by that position in year two, okay, but where were those concerns year one?
Yeah.
Because he started every game.
That's the question I've been asking everyone that wants to say everything they want to say. Because no one cared about that last year. But the thing I say is this. If he was not hurt at any point this year, he would be playing at 4-10. 4-10 doesn't make a difference. It's the fact that he's been hurt and they're 4-10. I think we have to realize that the injuries and then watching other people go down, that all plays into it. If he had been at this point right now and he didn't have the knee or the hamstring or the elbow, he plays at 4-10. You know, I think we got to stop making things like, well, 4-10, it's 4-10 with the injuries. If it wasn't injuries, he plays.
Right. Like, if he was fully healthy and they were having a bad season, one, if he was fully healthy all year, I think the record would be different. But, you know, if my aunt had wheels, she'd be a bicycle or whatever the phrase is.
Two, nah, it's something else.
But I'm saying the version I can say on the radio.
It's a little bit something else on that one.
Somebody asked DQ, you know, if this team was 10-4 and not 4-10, would the Daniels decision be different? And he shut that down immediately. Said, "Yeah, we're not." So we didn't have.
See,
that discussion.
The thing is this though. Why is it this? This is where I get upset. Why is it that people can't discuss what we're discussing? It's like, you're damn if you do, you're damn if you don't. They're 4-10. This is where they're at. Why would I speculate if we were 10-4? Because let's be real, if we were 10-4, guess what? He probably wasn't hurt. If we're sitting at 10-4, probably other people wasn't hurt. You probably hadn't seen anything. So why? It's like it's never you can deal with what the topic is. The topic is they shut him down. Okay. And I think the answer is simple. We decided at this point it's the right thing to do.
Do you think it's the right thing to do?
Yes. I think at this point, yes. Because what I kept saying they have a right to change their mind. Okay. Because I think as you, just like what you were stating, as you get closer to the end, and then you start to see the injury stuff, and you start wondering, okay, why now? Like the fans, like, well, why now? Like one guy tried to sound, look at the thing. Well, you know, people pay their money to go see people play, blah, blah, blah. Well, they can pull a guy out at any time they want if he has any injury. You don't dictate when a guy plays. So at this point now, they got better. They got more information. And I will go to my grave saying it. When they saw Pat and Micah go down, that just refreshes their mind. Boom, it's done. You know, because when you see things happening to other guys, you start worrying about your guys. Now, it's easy to say, well, you shouldn't let that stuff bother you. Well, you know you do. Human beings always let something else that happens to somebody else bother them.
I think.
Somebody, this thing is not getting up.
Pause.
The computer,
you need
dog.
That blue chew, doc.
My computer needs blue chew.
I think they reserve the right to change their mind is so accurate. And the difference between five games left where as much as it seemed highly unlikely, statistically the probabilities were damn near zero, they weren't eliminated yet going into Minnesota. They were coming off a bye. He wanted to play. He's a super competitive dude, yeah. And you never want to dampen that spirit, right?
Never.
But a couple weeks later, the situation is very different. And honestly, I think if they hadn't looked so bad against the Vikings, the situation would have been different.
Mm-hmm.
I do not have a ton of problem with this. I think what's unfortunate in a lot of ways is we have three games to get through, cover, watch. You do wonder what, if any, impact shutting Jaden down has on other veteran players. Like, if Tunsil's fighting this oblique injury, I find it harder to believe he's going to play. And then, you know, Bobby Wagner's been gutting through this knee thing for weeks. Now, Bobby's got a consecutive game streak that's pretty outrageous. I imagine he wants to keep going. But, like, we get to week 18, and if somehow Terry and Debo are inactive, like, I won't be shocked what else transpires here.
Yeah.
But at the same time, one of the hardest parts of this is the biggest questions we have now for Washington won't be answered until February or March. Because the biggest questions about the organization and where this thing is going are not dependent on the final three games. Two against Philly and one against Dallas.
Like, I think a lot of things need to be decided moving forward has already been discussed. I think every player on this team understands they're going to handle the QB different than everybody else. I think every
QBs get
every player on this football team understands that's how it has happened since Little League. Okay. It's no strain to those players inside that locker room when things like this happen. It's a strain to the people outside the locker room because they want to assume that, oh, the other players are going to feel, well, why don't I? Other players don't care about that. They know the quarterback is treated differently. They understand, just like when Jaden was drafted, what did everybody to a man say as we opened his phone line? We finally got that piece. We got the piece we need. You don't say that when you draft another position. No matter how good the guy is, you say that when you draft a quarterback. So I think the whole uproar,
it's the most important position in sports.
It's the most important position, but also the most dependent position.
I know that part.
It's a weird thing, but it's just like the uproar when it happens, I don't understand it at all. I'm serious. Like, at this point now, we know when they got closer, as they move closer to the end of the season, this was a possibility. And I think everybody understood that. But when it happens, then people act like, oh, Lord, I can't believe. You were expecting it to happen at some point. So whether it happened at the point you thought or the point the day before or the day after, it's the same damn situation that was decided, the same decision that was made. So it doesn't make a difference if it's 1 week or 2 weeks. It's the decision that you thought was going to happen anyway. Many people. You know, and I speak in a you saying it because of everybody out there that want to now act like, I can't believe this. Well, you were expecting it the whole time.
I think the majority of people are good with it, understand how this landed here. And, like, if there are concerns, like, okay, after Minnesota they said he could have come back in, then they said he wasn't able to play the following week. One, like, things can change during those 24, 48, 72 hours.
Yeah.
And two, like, we could try to analyze this a million ways. We could try to parse DQ's words a couple ways. Like, I get all that. But, and we're going to have to open the phone lines up. We got a busy, busy show. Kelly in Vegas joining us next. Joe B at 11. Doc Walker going to join us at noon. I look forward to hearing from Doc. 1 o'clock, we'll open the phone lines up for the rest of the day. I don't think there's a big bulk of people mad about this decision. In general, I would think most fans are somewhere between supportive and at least understanding. And I made a point of asking Dan Quinn yesterday how Jaden took the news. Because if there's one thing you and I...
He's probably pissed.
I think you and I both know how competitive he is and that the joy of his life is playing football and he wants to be out there. And I asked DQ, how'd it go when you told Jaden?
I would say disappointed, but understood as well. Like, this guy's a competitor, JP. That's what, like, always stands out about him. I think the fact that, like, wanted no part of IR to practice, be there with the guys doing that, I think that speaks of the teammate and why. And so that was important to him, you know, to show that support and wanting to do it as well. So that told us a lot, you know, also about it. Because it would have been the easy way to say whatever, and like that's not how he is at all. So I like the fact that he's competitive. I like the fact that he wants this time. And so that's an important piece to it.
Of course he's disappointed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think it'd be more worrisome if he wasn't. But I believe it's all adults in the room making these decisions. I don't think we've gone back. I mean, since they hired everyone, like since Harris hired Peters, I feel like everything has been intentional with this group. Mm-hmm. And certainly the intention this year was not to bottom out and go 4-10 a year after going 12-5. But like, I don't think this is a haphazard willy-nilly process to arrive at this decision. I think Jaden had to have some idea it was possible. And I think they're just trying to be best for the organization and the young man going forward.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you have a tremendous problem with it, like, oh, he needs the work, he needs the reps, like, I'm not saying you're wrong. I think he wants the work. He wants the reps. He wants to play in the games. But I think it's difficult to see this decision and be, like, really upset.
He may need the work. He may need the reps. But they have a long-term plan. And he is a vital part of that plan. And I think you try to make sure that you get that plan, that person involved with the things as you start to continue what you probably should have done this year, but they didn't. Like the continued building of the foundation of this team, the base of this team, they're going to continue doing that. And he's a major part of that. Because if he just gets back to what he was last year, stay out of harm's way. He can go where he wants to go. Listen, I've seen a lot of people gain 20 pounds, gain 30 pounds, gain 40 pounds. For what? 20, 30, 40 is going to now allow him not to be the person he is. When you really look at this thing, you go to a 5-10 pound, just make different decisions on the field. And also, as you get older, you get tougher. You get a little thicker. You start to gain a little bit more body fat instead of just being all lean muscle and bones. So things happen a little differently.
So got this tweet from Ike Dog, right? And he says, man, y'all switched up quick. What happened? It can't be scared to play football. My stance has always been if it gets to two games, it's not worth it. And at five games, I felt very differently. They're saying he's not going to be cleared for this game, which only leaves two games.
I don't think anyone is changing up quick. The whole thing of the matter is this. Jaden wants to play, right? I said football players play. That's what I said. He wants to play. And I also said the people have to sometimes protect players from themselves. Did I not say that?
Yeah.
So in this situation, it's obvious somebody else made the decision. He didn't make the damn decision.
No chance.
I've said again, if you listen to the show, instead of always trying, this is why I get so pissed off at fans. They always think they're going to get it. I got you. You ain't got nobody. Okay? I always said you got to calm. I'd rather calm a fool than resurrect a corpse. Okay? In this situation, I'm not calling him a fool, but I'm saying he's a guy that wants to play no matter what. So somebody else has to come in and say, no, 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 no. We got to hold you back just a little bit. So if the people that's paying him the money decides that it's more valuable for him not to play than to play, I don't give a damn what any fan has to say. And you could call me and you could say what you think I said. I don't care what you say because those people are the ones that really matter. They're spending the money. They're making decisions. They're building this thing. It's not what the hell we think, to be totally honest.
You are listening to B. Mitch and Finley, checking in with Kelly in Vegas when we return. Joe B. at 11. Caps have a big game tonight, looking to break a two-game skid. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Forget your man.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Give me that sweet, that nasty, that gushy stuff.
Shout out to Hove. B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Ain't no telling. Shout out to everybody watching on the YouTube chat. We're having some internet trouble trying to get B on the stream, but I'll say what's up to the folks in the chat.
We're good now.
I'm good. You in business? All right, B should be joining shortly. Shout out to everybody watching on Monumental Sports Network. Big Caps game tonight, 8 o'clock. I think they're in Minnesota. Joe Beninati going to join us to give us a little preview of that. Caps had been red hot, fell back a little bit. Lost two in a row, but that's a long season, man. And I think the Olympic break is going to help Washington. They're going to have some guys play, but dudes like Ovi and stuff can relax a little bit. So
relax a little.
As we, I think Kelly in Vegas, who is a major just kind of football better person, is going to be joining us shortly. I think. I did want to ask you, B. Did you watch it all last night?
I watched some of it. I was doing the show and
where were you? DC Prime last night?
Yeah, DC Prime.
How was that?
I was eating and the TV was set in an area where I couldn't really look at it greatly. But I think Aaron Rodgers came to play. He came to play and I saw a little clip where you saw the Dolphins all running around in the snow playing around. They didn't really like that cold last night. You could tell that too.
The Dolphins came out tough. They were hitting hard.
Yeah.
They were running the ball well.
Everybody could do that early. You gotta sustain that thing, though.
The second half, though, was just different.
Yeah.
Yo, Rodgers at one point was 18 of 20. He finished the night 23 of 27, 224, two touchdowns. Kenny Gainwell can play. I don't think he got in the end zone for my man, White Brian.
Brian, we're sorry, bro.
But Kenny Gainwell running hard. He always ran hard like that, man. I thought he looked better than Jaylen Warren. But I get that they want to run both those guys just for the different styles.
But see, the thing of it, like Miami came out there with that initial, let's go get it. But they went back in their locker room.
Warmed up
a bit.
And
you know what? A person that has been hanging out in Florida sun, you know, it's going to be, 77 degrees down there. And in Orlando area is 75. So it's probably warmer down in Miami.
Dude, I woke up this morning and I got out of bed and I was like, I said to Lauren, I was like, I want to move to Florida. I was like, it's not going to be warm till April. And she was just like, shut up and go downstairs.
you need to stop saying stuff you know ain't going to happen. But I just think you got to be able to really psych yourself out for that second half. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they were not able to do that.
White Brian, give me AFC North odds because I'm curious. So the Steelers are now 8-6. The Ravens are now 7-7. Obviously, big games coming up down the stretch with three games to play in that AFC North race. The Pittsburgh team that played last night, however, that's a tough team, man. They run the ball well, play good defense. This weekend, Pittsburgh goes to Detroit, a Lions team desperate for a win, and the Ravens host the Patriots on Sunday Night Football. I almost feel like both of those teams could lose.
They could.
Detroit right now would be out of the playoffs. They're a game. Not only are they a game behind the Packers for the wild card, but the Packers have the advantage of that tie.
Yeah, yeah. I think, but when you look at the way that New England played in that game against the Buffalo Bills, they may have come out and be a little flat in this next game, I believe. When you play against your rival and you go out and you were up 21-0 and then you end up losing that game, that's going to be hard to bounce back from.
Sure.
And you're going to be on the road in Baltimore where it's a little crazy out there.
Well, what do you think? And I mean, the Ravens are desperate.
Yeah.
What do you think Pittsburgh's going to see going up against
Detroit?
Detroit, who's desperate, but they've also lost a couple.
They've lost a couple games. But I think Detroit's defense is better than Miami's defense. You know what I mean?
You think?
Yes.
I don't know. That Lions D gets shredded routinely,
hey,
dude.
Man, they're better than the Lions.
Detroit's
defense.
Offense is way better their than Miami's
is,
offense.
Their defense is better than Miami's defense. Believe that.
Miami got hot there for a little while. They won four in a row. I never thought they were going to make the playoffs, but I thought maybe they could win enough to save McDaniel's job. You think he's out at the end of the year?
I don't know, man. You know, coach there, you know, I mean, with that owner, you don't know what could happen with him.
Yeah, Steve Ross is kind of a character to say the
least. He could be. I mean, but the thing of it, if it comes down to performance, they haven't performed very well in a long time. So, he could be.
There are a stack of loaded games this weekend, just major playoff implications. Obviously, Washington's not one of them. The Eagles, however, could clinch with a win Saturday. Mm-hmm. Thursday night's the best Thursday night game maybe ever. Rams going to Seattle. The weather looks like junk in Seattle. Davante Adams tweaked his hammy. Real questions for L.A. going to Seattle that barely survived Phil Rivers and the Colts. I kind of think that was a look-ahead spot for the Seahawks. So you got Thursday night, Rams-Seahawks. Saturday, Packers go to Chicago. The NFC North is very much up for grabs. Mm-hmm. The winner of that will be back in the first place in the division. Sunday, now the NFC South isn't as sexy, but you got Bucks at Panthers. They're both 7-7. Down the stretch we come here. 4 o'clock, Steelers at Lions. 4 o'clock, Jaguars at Broncos.
That's a good one.
That's a good one. I thought that was in Jacksonville. I might have messed that up. No, Jaguars going to Denver. Hard to like a Jags team going to Denver, I
That's
would
a
say.
Long flight, bro. That's a long flight right there.
Jags at Broncos at 4 o'clock. Pats at Ravens at 8 o'clock. And then Monday night, Niners at Colts. So this is a loaded, loaded weekend. John Keim asked me if I'm going to ignore Washington and Philadelphia. For playoff projections, yes, John, I am. I don't know what happened with Twitter, and the only other dude amongst us that's probably on it as much as me is White Brian. Did Twitter change their algorithm? I'm not getting any, like, timely tweets anymore. White Brian, do you have any information on this? Because it is super annoying.
Yeah, I don't know why, but I noticed it too. It's like I get tweets from 10 hours ago instead of recent.
Yeah, like, I don't know what they're trying
to do
there.
They're trying to get y'all to spend some more money. That's what they're trying to do.
But it's not like a money thing. Twitter's usefulness is the immediacy of it. Like, it's a news source. And in this new, I understand when they rolled out the For You model that gave a different option. But if you're just going to force For You on everyone, I think people will flee the product. At least I will. Or just use it way, way less. And it's tough because Twitter's kind of been this home base for sports media. And I don't know, man. I think it might be cooked. How real of a threat do you think this Steelers team is? Rodgers is playing pretty well all of a sudden. They are throwing the ball downfield a little bit. DK's showing up a little bit.
Yeah, but they showing up a little bit in certain games. They go up and down. They're not consistent, I think. So how much of a threat? I don't think they're like a person who I think is going to go win the Super Bowl. I don't think that.
Do you think they're a team that – one, so White Brian got me the odds. The Steelers are now minus 140 to win the division. Ravens are plus 110.
Yeah.
So that's the first time we've really seen a little bit of separation there because now it is two game – it's one game.
It's one game ahead, but I think if
and
they
finish week 18 playing each other.
If they had the same record, they'll be buddy right at even.
Oh, for sure. I think if they had the same record, Baltimore would be favored. But because they're one game back, you see that little bit of separation. Pittsburgh finishes at Detroit, at Cleveland, and then hosts the Ravens. The Ravens play the Pats this week at home. Then they go on the road to Green Bay, on the road to Pittsburgh to finish the season. And the Ravens haven't really looked right. I mean, Lamar in 11 games only has 18 touchdowns. and it's not that much more on the ground. Lamar only has two rushing touchdowns this season.
Mm-hmm.
That's way
that's
off for
way
him.
Down for him. And then it's just he this whole season hasn't been anything like you expect him to be.
No.
So something happened. Something happened.
So for me, looking at the Steelers last night, with Rodgers playing well, and Rodgers just super accurate. You know what I heard? The stat they said last night that I found surprising. Rodgers is the most sacked quarterback ever. Now, they've only been keeping track of that stat since 82, and Aaron has now played probably close to 20 years, so I kind of think that's a longevity thing. Just if you play that long, you're going to take sacks. But isn't that a little bit surprising? Because he's always been fairly nimble in and around the pocket. Like,
but Aaron waits for the ball. He waits to throw balls down the field a lot, too.
Yeah.
And Aaron will just give himself up instead of taking that hit a lot of times. You know, when he was early in his career, he wasn't trying to get battered. He would just go down.
Joe Beninati going to join us at 11 a.m.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Watch. B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan, listening to us live on the radio or on the apps, wherever you might get them, Odyssey, iHeart, whatever it is, checking us out on Monumental Sports Network, hanging out with us on the YouTube stream. We are off and running on a big old Tuesday where Jaden Daniels got shut down. I don't think it should be a surprise. I think it's funny how people start to, like, make these big insinuations about everything. And one thing I've heard is DQ has said repeatedly nothing is better than game reps. And that's true. I just think I am not worried about Jaden Daniels' ability to play quarterback. You know what I'm saying? Like, this year was a wreck in all capacities. Yeah. I still think Jaden's damn good.
I think he's damn good. I just think that it's like this.
Not that you can't get better, of course.
This show is called B. Mitch and Finley, right?
Yes.
You and I can't decide to do whatever the hell we want to do, right? We have a producer that'll say something. We have the cluster buster say something. We got a GM over there. It's always a boss telling you something.
Right.
So, yes, DQ did say the best reps is game reps. And, hell, I agree with that. And I believe that, too. But I also know there's a GM over here is probably thinking he better not get hurt again. And then as an owner, like, look, this is our future right here. We're about to go build this stadium, and we want this guy to be quarterbacking when that stadium comes along. And then your mind can be changed in a way where, yes, we know what you're saying is right, but let's make a group decision here and see what's best. So instead of getting the right answer, they got the best answer. Let's just shut him down right now. Marcus is playing well. The defense seems to be playing a little better. We could probably just finish the season out strong, but we're not going to put him at risk anymore. And I would ask the question to the person who is now the manager at your company, and you want to go just do something. Do you just do it if your boss come tell you you can't do it? Or your person you report to tell you we should do something else, do you not do what he say? That's just as simple as it is. So, yes, the little thing everyone says now, two things can be right. DQ is right, but somebody else gave him more information and made him understand the decision they're making is better. Make sense?
Yeah, I just – people are like, the dude when it's time to play him. But when you get this late in the year, like, a lot of it was people wanted him shut down after the Seattle game and then after the bye week because what's the point of any of it, right? Well, one, they weren't technically eliminated. Two, he should play if he could play. But now there's this, like, other line of questioning where it's like, well, he's lost a year of development. In four complete games, he's only played four complete games. And one of those he was clearly hurt against the Packers, but he still finished it. In those four games, like, I guess where I push back is the consternation and concern if he's still good. In the four complete games he played, he had seven touchdowns and one pick.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I've been listening and hearing a lot of stuff, okay? And I don't know if it was a young lady or a man that I posted something online, and a question was asked about, no one has discussed one time about him losing his friend, Lacey. And when I saw that, it hit me like a damn bag of bricks. That could affect the hell out of a person. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And we don't discuss. It hadn't been discussed, but I don't think you could just gloss over it. That, like, I know a lot of times we say, oh, when he went in there, he doesn't seem the same. He could be screwed up a little bit in the head because that was tragic to take your life. And he was very close to that dude.
And that situation was a mess.
And I heard Malik, and then you look at all the stuff around it, you've heard Malik Nabers talk about it too. And the problem is, everyone wants everybody to deal with their situation, look at them, But an athlete never, ever gets that thing. So I never really thought about it until I saw it on the thing last night, and I was like, damn, that is something that could be a problem. It could have been something that affected. But all we care about is get on the damn football field and play. You know, and – but
he, now that's – didn't you play right after your brother passed?
Yeah. Some people it works for, some people it don't. And I've said this. When Brett Favre died.
Yeah, and he played that, you know, he Monday played. Night.
But there are people who go out there and try to play, but they can't. It can affect people in different ways, you know. So some people are motivated in different ways. Like me, I know I normally zoom in on something or zone out of everything when I'm dealing with something. So if you are very close to me and if you know me, when I'm distant, you know I'm dealing with something, you know. Or if I just start doing something repetitively, you go, damn, you know, I'm getting into it because I'm trying to get away from something. And I don't think a lot of people understand that aspect, you know, but I never really even thought about that one time because we have never focused on it. It just happened. And I think we've gotten to a point where we are so numb to things that happen anymore. Somebody gets shot. And the next day, we rolling on again like that never happened. Something tragic happened, we just roll on like nothing happened. That stuff affects certain people. And I don't know if it is or not, but I'm saying it could be something.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to crunch the numbers during this next break because I think the focus on, like, looking at the totality of Jaden's season, I think it's more relevant to look at the four complete games he played. I know they went 2-2. He had 7 touchdowns against 2 turnovers. Obviously, the most costly of those turnovers was the fumble against the Bears. Mm-hmm. There is some real irony in the Hail Mary last year broke the Bears. They went 1-10 after that moment. Washington may be on the same track, honestly. They played the Bears in Week 6. I won't be shocked if they go 1-10 after that game. Mm-hmm. Because it's like they've got the one now. They've got 3 left separating them from the, mm-hmm. the 1-10. I don't know, man. It's interesting parallels in life. The Capitals have a big game tonight. Voice of the Caps, Joe Beninati, joins us next to preview the game.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.